Welcome to Sports Talk with three stupid guys. At this moment, there are only three stupid guys here. We have no one's heard from Russ at all today, so we don't know if he got held up in Canada, maybe didn't have his passport. Who knows? I don't think Canada would want him, so I don't think that'd be an issue.
Anyone? He's half the reason Canada wants to build a wall, so let's just keep Russ out.
Keep Russ out of Canada?
Yeah, they're like, you have him now. Thanks a lot.
In fact, they're going to get Russ to pay for it.
Yeah. good luck with that. So,
but we have some interesting stuff on the – we have the exciting polls that we had last week. The fart poll and is Matt a communist, which I don't think people listen to the podcast. I don't want to spoil anyone, but there's no way you listened to the podcast and voted the way you did vote. Oh, Russ is on the call.
Oh, man. Whew. Mike almost won.
And is Russ typing? Is who's typing?
Oh, nothing. I was turning up the volume. I
can't hear. Okay. All right. Yeah. We thought you got held up in Canada or something.
No.
Well, an exciting week. Russ, as of now, you're in first place with 166.
That was his New Year's resolution to show up to the show this year.
Yeah. Mike at 163 in second place. Matt dropping like most of the coaches in the NFL down to 162. And me, I don't know how I keep losing, but I'm at 151.
If Detroit would have pulled off, we would have had like a 165, 164, 163.
What about Cleveland?
Really?
I picked Cleveland.
That would have been interesting.
Cleveland's up and they end up losing in overtime.
Yeah.
Why did Pittsburgh even want to go to overtime?
Right? And then they got a – wasn't there a player injured? I mean, at some point a player was injured. And I was like, guys, like, what are you playing for here? You're in the playoffs no matter what.
Well, plus Cleveland, like Hugh Jackson, we're not playing for the first overall pick. What are you doing?
Right.
But we had six coaches fired so far this season. Jags are looking for a head coach. The Rams, the Niners, the Chargers, Denver, and the Bills. I find it interesting. There's four teams in California. Three are looking for a head coach.
Wow. Do you feel like we're just going to get a shuffled deck, basically? Like, are we going to see Rex Ryan again as a head coach in Jacksonville?
I can't see. Is that what they're – is? Are they looking at him?
No. I'm just saying, like, with this many teams, you know, up for new coaches, is it just going to be a deck shuffle where we just kind of mix all of the cards up again?
Well, I think it'll kind of be like a trickle down. Like, out of the six, which one do you think is the most desirable job?
Oh, it's got to be Denver.
Yeah, I would say Denver.
And he didn't get fired. He just resigned.
All right, hey, why don't we do this? Why don't we put everyone put in order where they think the cards are going to fall, like as far as the order of coaches getting hired?
Well.
Wait, what? I didn't know there was going to be math on this show.
Yeah, me either. I thought about doing that. I said, you know, we're trying to get this show under an hour.
But, yeah, you missed that part of the conversation.
You know what? If I hadn't checked my text messages 30 minutes ago, I thought we were recording on Wednesday.
Oh, we are.
No.
Double show this week.
we're recording another show. We're just recording it ahead of time. We already know who's going to actually win. Surprise. All the media does it. They record these things ahead of time.
Exactly. They know it's all fake. They all know it's... I was trying to find this sports thing I have predicted where the who would hire who, and I can't find it, of course. I thought I had it saved, but of course I didn't. How does Marvin Lewis keep his job?
Right.
for anyone getting fired, but every year, Marvin Lewis.
He's like the Tony Dungy of Cincinnati, and yet he's never won a Super Bowl.
No. He just wins. He just keeps his job every year. Oh, we didn't make the playoffs. It's okay. He's not even a threat to be fired. You don't even hear him being fired.
Hey, did we compute the points for divisional winners already?
No.
Oh, I forgot about that.
That might change the standings, you know?
Yeah, we'll do that next. I can't find the list.
We'll do that for Wednesday show.
I think the best fit for Denver is Kyle Shanahan. His dad coached there. Dad won some Super Bowls. I think Kyle Shanahan goes back to Denver. What do you guys think?
Excellent choice, Jack.
Yeah, that seems logical. I think I even ran across an article on ESPN about that. Of course, I was distracted by the ESPN poll about who's going to win what. So, and the results of which most people think that Patriots are going to win the whole thing. So,
well, those are stupid polls, though. We had the best ones. Yeah. ESPN should be stealing. Here's the predictions for this is according to sports. So, what's this? The source, whatever it is. What is it, Russ?
Score.
Score.
Yeah. Score.
Broncos, Kyle Shanahan. Rams, Josh McDaniels, baby hoodie. Bills, Anthony Lynn. I think he's already the interim coach right there. I think they're just going to keep him. Jaguars, Mike Smith, former Atlanta coach. Chargers, Jeff Fisher. Come on, really? Really?
Wow.
And 49ers, Tom Cable. So the Chargers are going to go out and hire, because his next loss, he'll have the most losses of any head coach ever.
Well, I heard the Chargers were going after Dolphins defense coordinator.
Well, I guess he's on the short list of a few teams.
So are the Rams and the Bills, though.
The Rams have to get a big name coach. Chargers can just do what they always do and go cheap.
Come on, Rams
up with Rex Ryan.
No, there's no way they go with Rex Ryan.
I do have the what we picked. I pulled it up on Mike's text. It's always on our spreads here. So do you want me to just? I mean, we won't do the math for these yet. But do you want me to read off some of just to know what we picked?
Sure.
The NFC East one is pretty easy.
Yeah,
that one's got points.
I had New England and Kansas City. There, I'm done.
So NFC East, Mike, you had the Giants. Jack had Washington.
Didn't even make the playoffs.
I had Giants, and Russ had Washington.
Didn't even make the playoffs.
Right. So NFC North, everybody picked Green Bay. So that was a pretty good one there. NFC South, this was everybody picked Carolina. We were all red hot on Carolina.
They didn't even make from the Super Bowl to not even making the playoffs.
They might have been the Browns 2.0.
So that was our Dolphins pick for this year.
Yes.
Bet the mortgage on them. Put the house on them.
So the
okay, before the season was started, you predict at least Carolina? I would have bet big money Carolina makes the playoffs.
Yeah, I would.
In that division?
Mm-hmm.
I think we all did.
Yep.
They dominated the division a year ago.
Mm-hmm. It's sad. It's really sad. But not that sad because I don't live there. NFC West, it looks like Mike and Jack picked Arizona. Russ also picked Arizona, but
yeah,
I picked Seattle.
Oh, nice pick for
AFC East, everybody picked New England. Nobody convinced Mike to take Miami.
Mike was gutless.
I wasn't fooled again by Jack.
He was gutless.
The only one that got the AFC South correct would have been Jack with Houston. So I, of course, picked Indy, and so did Russ, because he always picks what I pick. And looks like Mike picked Jacksonville, and that they didn't even make the playoffs either.
Wait, so, it's over? They don't have a chance anymore?
No.
They're out of it, yeah.
And why does everybody want their assistant coaches? Why are they on the list of B&B?
I have no idea.
In the AFC West, the North, it looks like Mike picked Cincinnati, Jack picked Cincinnati, but Russ and I, we picked Pittsburgh.
We did.
They started off a little rocky.
And again, how does Marvin Lewis not keep, how does he keep his job when Mike and I both picked Cincinnati and he didn't make the playoffs?
They were really great last year. And then I hear you.
Way to go, Andy Dalton.
AFC West, looks like everybody picked Kansas City.
Thank you, Chargers, for losing yesterday so they could win.
That was a very famous line in White Men Can Jump. Sometimes when you win, you lose, and sometimes when you lose, you win.
Billy, give me some water.
I just remember going to Sizzlin'. We're going to Sizzlin'.
And just a heads up for NFC champ picks. It looks like Mike.
We can move on from that. Green Bay.
We picked Green Bay. We still have a chance. Looks like Jack and Russ, you guys picked Arizona and Carolina. So is Arizona still in it? No.
No.
No, they're not in it.
No.
And then AFC champs, it looks like Mike picked New England. I picked New England.
Way to go on the limb there.
Yeah, and so did Russ. He picked New England as well. Anyway,
wow, so those were some brave picks there.
And who's our Super Bowl picks?
I'm already done. Cincinnati. I picked two teams that aren't even in the playoffs. Again, how does Marvin Lewis keep it? That should be a Twitter poll. How does Marvin Lewis keep his job? Who does Marvin Lewis sleep with to keep his job?
Just a little update from the chat. CJ loved the divisional breakdown of the picks. He says, I'm going to my car to get my other gun. And Tim Judge is here, and he says, long time, no see people.
It has been a long time. Where you been? We've been here.
No. May Matt, read our Super Bowl picks.
You picked New England, and Mike picked Green Bay, and Jack and I are out of it. We'll just leave it at that.
Dang.
Who do I have? Did I have Arizona winning?
Yeah, you had Arizona winning.
How does Bruce Arians still have a job?
Carolina.
Him and Marvin Lewis should both be fired.
Or maybe teams get jinxed when Jack picks them.
Could be.
You should start picking New England.
New England, Dallas are your two new favorite teams.
Don't pick.
That should be our poll question. Is Jack's bad luck at picking teams far greater than the New England system of Belichick?
That's not a system. Just a coach.
I'm just a coach.
No, I don't know. Maybe I will. Maybe I'll become a Pats fan. And all the Pats fans, no. But really, I don't know how Marvin Lewis keeps his. I looked at the list and I go, and it wasn't even brought up that he could be fired. He's been there for what, 30 years? Don't you?
He's been there a while.
He's a nice guy. It's like, you know, all these coaches, I'm sure, were nice guys, but sometimes you got to lose your job.
Yeah, except the Ryan brothers. I don't think that those guys are nice guys. I think they're just total douchebags.
Really?
So, Rex Ryan, specifically. I've never had a soft spot in my heart for that man.
Did anyone in the Colts organization get a can?
Not that I'm aware of. And from what I understand, Pagano's like, yeah, we're good.
Well, Pagano said he said today that the Colts have the best quarterback in the NFL.
Well, I don't know if he's the best quarterback in the NFL right now.
That's what he said, and he wouldn't lie. So I'm thinking that's the last thing I would have said if my job was on the line. I'm saying, he's good. Mm-hmm. He's good. Anyway.
Well, they finish 8-8. I can't believe – I mean, there was multiple times they could have lost that game in the fourth quarter on Sunday.
Yeah.
I can't believe that they won. I mean, several times they gave it away to Jacksonville at home, and but somehow they come back and win it with 9 seconds left. So, yay, 8-8. That's what it feels like.
Hey, at least you were 8-8. My team was 5-11.
Were you?
Well, I feel good that we took out the Raiders and we took out Minnesota. Think about it. Minnesota would have made the playoffs if we hadn't beaten them up, and same with Oakland.
Right? You know, it was funny, Jack, because on my score thing, I got the report that Kansas City had, you know, won their game, and then it was like about, it had to have been maybe 5 minutes later where it said that San Diego fires Mike McCoy. I was like, dang, they did that fast.
I think they fired him when he was doing his press conference. He didn't know, I don't think, at the time they fired him. You know, Alex said, really nice guy. He's come out, and I've been to games afterwards. Cindy likes to see the players come out after the, you know, and he shakes hands, he takes pictures with everyone. Nice guy, but he just never evolved. I mean, just, I don't know.
Yeah, but, you know, I mean, you have to look at all the injuries they had, though. Like, if you had a healthy team or even half of those guys, I mean, you got to sit there and say that that's worth at least 3 wins.
Probably, you know, it's not all his fault, but this, he set the tone for the start of the season. He lost Keenan Allen against Kansas City in the home on the road, and literally for the last 25 minutes of the game tried to run out the clock. Typical Mike McCoy fashion. I said from right then, I go, doesn't make the playoffs, he should be fired just for that alone. And it's just something he's done for 4 years. He can't run out the clock. Sometimes you have to keep trying to score. It was time for a change. It's like the Rams, Jeff Fisher. And then, you know, they got the 49ers, you know, they don't have a lot of talent, and they've got rid of what's his name, drawn a blank on his name all of a sudden. But who they just got rid of, right? What's his name?
Chip Kelly.
I mean, he only had 1 year there, right?
I think it was 2 years.
2 years? And they have no talent whatsoever. And
didn't Chip Kelly? Wasn't that his first year from Philadelphia?
Yeah, it might have been his first year.
I thought it was his first year with the Rams. Yeah. I mean, not the Rams, the Niners. But, he literally has no talent, and they got rid of him. So.
Well, yeah, but the rumor is he's like a hard guy to get along with.
I know. What were you saying, Mike?
To be fair, he would have traded it all away anyways like he did in Philadelphia.
That's Macklin, true. Macklin,
McCoy,
that's
Sean
true.
Jackson.
Yeah, that's true. You've heard he's hard to get along with, Russ?
Yeah. I saw some stuff on, you know, with the score coming up where, you know, he's wasn't getting along with Kaepernick. And you know how Kaepernick is. I mean, if he don't want to play or he doesn't want to do something, he's not going to do it. Well,
He just sits there, right?
He just sits there. You know, between him and North Turner, they'd never get a game done.
Poor Norv.
You think he'll resurface?
With all these changes, he's got a chance.
What do you think if, like, San Diego trying to get somebody like Tom Coughlin?
Tom Coughlin, Rex Ryan, your choices. What do you do, Jack?
Move to L.A. and change the name.
Well,
I would rather go after. I mean, Coughlin's good, but you know, he, I don't know. He's like, is he like 90? I'm not trying to be ageism here, but he's at least 70.
And he's always mad because the red face.
Exactly. I mean, I hear he's going to Jacksonville because he lives in Florida.
Didn't he used to coach Jacksonville though?
He did.
Yeah. So why would he go back?
He'll bring back Mark Brunell.
There you go.
And
they'll back there. Late
team
night.
Up together.
Oh, by the way, CJ had to.
They'll resurrect Fred Taylor, too.
There you go.
CJ had a suggestion for the name of this episode by Matt. Matt's quote this episode, I've never had a hard-on for that man.
I, to clarify, it's a soft spot in my heart. So.
I like CJ's. I like Sink Pister's term better.
Yeah, exactly. But you know who actually creates the show titles? It's this guy, right here. Who writes up the show blurb?
I could always send a text to Colleen right now.
Yeah, I guess you do have ultimate producer power there, don't you?
Yep, I could do that. Right. Anyway,
so do you think any of these ex players, like you think Peyton Manning, will ever get in there and coach?
No.
Too busy with Papa John's, man. Those pieces got to get made.
Still hot and fresh, man.
To be a head coach, they say it's like a 7 day a week, 365 day a year job, 20 hours a day. Why would Peyton Manning want to do that?
Wait, how much math is that? How many hours total?
That's a lot of hours. I don't know. I think Peyton Manning has a soft spot for not wanting to be a coach.
I think he has a soft spot for a hard-on for not being a coach.
Not really. I mean, if you're Peyton Manning, you're worth probably $100 million, maybe more, probably, right? He owns how many? He owns like 18 Papa John pizza places.
Well, he does like to cut that meat.
Yeah. Plus, he makes those great commercials. Dun, 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 dun. I don't care what they do, just don't show that commercial anymore next season.
All he has to do is sit on a couch and hum a song.
Yeah.
The rest of his life.
That stupid one where he's in the restaurant. That's just dumb.
Well, we could sing a song for one of the Twitter polls for Matt.
Yeah, let's get to the Twitter polls. Russ, you bested the Twitter polls last week, but first one was Mike. Go ahead.
Is Matt a communist for not letting his kids paint with poop?
And
I voted.
Okay, how did you vote?
I voted that Matt was.
Yeah, because he's a so-called artist, right?
Yeah.
And artists supposed to be free will, free, you know, spirits, you know, hey, whatever, anything goes. And a communist would clamp down on somebody's creative genius.
A communist tells you what to paint with.
Exactly. And so here's Matt telling his kids, "Oh no, you can't paint with poop." Even though that's what they want to do. That's what inspires them. But Matt says, "No, you cannot paint with poop." Hi-ya! So no.
Well, with a vote of 41 votes, 56% said Matt is not a communist.
there you go. Yeah, that's all I need to know.
I wonder how many times the populace votes. I wonder how many times.
There's no electoral college on this, okay, Russ? It's not like your vote counts more or anything, okay?
Yeah, well, I think there's some shenanigans going on. I think you got some Russians to go in there and vote the other way.
Of course, because
I didn't actually even vote. I didn't actually even vote for it. So there you go.
Well, I think all three of us voted yes.
Yeah.
Also, the married man voted yes too.
And wow. I hear Becky voted yes too.
And Jane Jack voted against.
Yeah, well, I see how the people that voted against me. Well, what is the other Twitter?
But you know what? I'll go by what the vote said. I still think that people, if they would listen to the podcast, would have said, "Okay, I agree. Matt's a communist."
I don't want my kids painting with poo. Like,
because you're a communist.
Not only is it a health, not only is it a health hazard, but
you don't have.
What are you going to do with that?
You don't have soap. You don't have soap.
Wash your hands.
Yeah, wash your hands afterwards.
Right. You know what? You want to start a revolution with your poo art and your crap art? You know, take it to the craft fairs.
I'm not an artist. I don't know what art is. I don't know. People point to a picture and go, "That's art." I go, "Okay, that's great." So I have the right to tell my kids, you can't.
It's not completely free. It's not completely freewheeling. Like anything goes. You're the artist, but except
if someone you make rules for art. If you had some kind of creative thing you wanted to do, and someone said, "No, Matt, you can't do that," what would you say?
Well, it's about context. You can't just like slap a whole thing out there.
No. That's not the question.
You need to answer the Bill Belichick way. Well, I'm just the coach here.
Well, CJ wants to chime in. He's just wearing a communist sweater.
What? Well, anyway. I have nothing else to say. I've been skewered by the masses, but I still won. Okay, so I will be in my plaza. I'll be tweeting from my throne late tonight about 2 a.m. Okay, so
see, I think the difference is you block everyone else's account. You control everyone else's account, and you just do whatever you want.
Right.
Isn't that what a dictator does?
I control what I see and the people that I interact with because I don't need naysayers and liars. and fabricators and political ideologists, you know, spreading their hate on my feeds. So
hey, no one's,
so there you go. That was my stance.
No one's spreading any hate. Yeah. You're the one spreading hate. You don't want your kids to be creative. No.
This is all hypothetical. This is all hypothetical situation here. May not have happened to me.
Instead of blocking people on Twitter, you could send a fart to them in an envelope.
Yeah, and how did that come out?
Would you guys like to find out how that poll results came out?
Yes.
Would love to.
All right. It's almost a little too close to call at this point. We still have 2 days to go, and we have 44 votes. Right now, we're tied. 34% Gronk, 34% Brady, and Bill Belichick still has a chance, 32%. If he gets a couple votes, he can take the lead.
Gronkowski would probably enjoy it more.
He would definitely laugh at that.
I think there's a whole industry. There's a cottage industry right here, you know, sending these farts in the mail for people to smell and as a way of retaliation, you know. So
that's something you could do on Amazon. And speaking of Amazon, do you guys shop Amazon?
I do.
You could go to janejack.com/Amazon, and everything you shop, everything you buy on Amazon, we get a little piece of it. So there you go.
Except
and also you can become a patron at patreon.com/JandJack. Or go to jandjack.com, little button says become a patron. You become a patron there. We apologize if Matt says you can't be a patron. I don't know. He's got rules for everybody. But anyway, we'd appreciate you becoming a patron.
And at this time, you would like to thank three people you would not send a fart in the mail to.
Who would that be?
Tack
from Tokyo?
That guy, Rickner, Glatfelder, and...
Good golly, Molly.
Good golly, Michelle, Molly the millennial. So we don't forget any of that. We did it. We got it all finished, all done, complete. Anything else? What's going to be the Twitter poll this week? Have we decided?
How does Marvin Lewis keep his job? But that's actually like a real sports poll.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm sure we'll find some like nonsense to talk about.
All right, because
Before we get into these final picks, I did want to give a final tally on the pigskin pick'em, the top 10 places. It just so happens that I'm number 10 and I bumped out number 11. Hurrah. So, but the top 10, which I'll list and not the 11, is Lost Fizzlehoff came in at number one. I think she won last year too.
Again? Right? Does she cheat?
I don't know. She's psychic.
How many did she have right?
167. And she doesn't do bonus points, guys.
Oh, she's 167. So she had more right than you, Russ.
Well, and Russ has bonus points in there.
Yeah, I know.
So, you know, that's kudos. Top of the morning to you, lassie.
Top of the morning.
number two, Long Claw. I'm not sure who that is.
That's Will, I believe.
Okay.
I think so.
Congrats,
you know,
Long Claw.
That tells me that
number two.
If you were like, if you would copy all her answers instead of mine, then you would be in first.
Well, if there was another season after this, then perhaps I would just do that. You know,
but just ask. You don't see the results till after games are picked.
That's true. So number two came in Long Claw. Number three, Jay the Game. Miami Mike coming in tied at fourth place with Dennis at Oberamt. One? Dennis.
Can I just ask?
So you tied with Dennis.
What did I lost by? Or how close did I to third?
You were at 161. Jay the Game was at 162. Long Claw was at 166. So
I think week 15,
very close between
week 15. I forgot to say like a Thursday night pick.
yeah. I missed a couple too. So
I missed every week.
Was much more. number six, 00, number four, number seven.
Hey, wait,
309.
I was 00, number four. Sure.
SD Orioles tied with Freako 9 and Hoo Ha came in at number 9.
Hoo Ha!
And rounding out the last part there is me. Alvar Hanzo. So
I'm going to go Alvar. Went to go. Yeah.
So was Al Pacino in our football picks league?
I think apparently because he went by hoo-ha.
Well, he hasn't made a movie in a while, right?
He's got a lot of free time.
When was the last time
we haven't made a pick in a long time? He's an old man. I mean, come on. We don't. We just need to pump steroids into him now.
I'm not. He's not like we're asking him to run a marathon. How hard is it to make a movie?
How hard is it to make Pick Jack?
Well, if you can't care, then. I just ripped out my headphones. I apologize.
I'm done with the show. I will never do this another year.
This is how this season ends.
I don't know what you guys were saying. I'm sure it was something nasty. At first, I thought Matt just cut me off. You know, Matt has his own rules and stuff. But
Jack muted himself.
I muted myself. Anyway, you guys ready to get to these great picks for these great games? In the NFL?
Yeah, let's get to the picks. We're doing the over-under too, right?
Yeah, we're doing the over-under. I know, Mike, you said you sent them to me. I couldn't find them in the thing, so I just went online and found them. Is that okay?
Yeah, it's fine.
Okay.
He's just prepared for his notes, not your science facts.
Yeah. First up, we have Oakland versus Houston, the straight pick.
You're correct, though. You're correct on that one.
Well, there you go. We don't know who's going to be quarterback for Houston. They lost Tom Savage. He had a concussion. And rumor is if Bill O'Brien goes one and done, he will be fired. Maybe he should just coach Cincinnati.
That's what I'm saying. Shuffle the deck.
But Oakland is – they don't know who – their backup got hurt this week, so they don't know who's going to play quarterback for them. I'm going to say Tom Savage plays, and you don't beat Tom Savage on his home field. I'm going Houston. Russell.
I am going to also go with the home team.
Coward.
Hey, I picked Oakland last week. Never again. Okay.
All right.
Yeah, they just went into Denver and laid quite the.
The only good thing about the Chargers losing to Kansas City is Oakland didn't get to win the division. So, yeah, I'm bitter.
Yeah, I checked the tapes.
See, sometimes when you lose,
I initially picked Denver. So, and I switched it. So.
Going to Sizzler. We're going to Sizzler. Matt, you're picking Houston?
Of course. The Oilers.
They're the Houston Oilers. Houston Oilers. Houston Oilers number one. And Mike, you're going with the Jags?
I'm picking Rosie Perez from White Man Can't Jump because she was very hot in that movie.
Okay.
I'll go Houston.
She was.
She was a hot chick in that movie.
Too hot to handle.
You're going with Houston?
Houston.
All right, clean sweep. Next up, Russ. Oakland is getting 3.5 points. Are you going to take the points or take Houston?
I'm going to take Houston to cover.
All right. You know, it's funny. If David Carr was playing this, it would be a completely different game.
Yeah.
Well, especially with the over-under, because right now the over-under is 37 points.
Yeah,
I had 36.5. That's what the average was.
Has Oakland won since David Carr left?
No, because the Colts beat him, or the Colts lost to him, but they're the ones that did the inside job.
It was only one game, but they did lose.
I'm picking the Houston with the points as well.
Houston with the points.
Not even
because it's Tom Savage. I think everyone. If it was Brock Osweiler, no way. I'd be all over Oakland here. And Mike, you're going with?
I'm pulling a Matt. I'm splitting my pick. I'm going to go Oakland with the points.
Oakland with the points. Because it really doesn't matter what I pick. I'm going Houston. Next up is Matt. The over-under is 36.5.
Whew.
Like Mike said, if Carr was playing, we'd expect Oakland to score 36 points.
But is Houston's defense really that good? Will they be able to hold them? I mean, it still could be a 20-20 game. I'm picking the over.
Taking the over.
I'm taking the over.
Michael.
Over, because that's a really low point spread.
Yeah, I was gonna go the over too. I was shocked when I saw how low it was, but you know, that's not my job to.
Maybe I think it's gonna be a defensive struggle. So
I think they just figures who's ever playing quarterback is gonna be crappy quarterback play, and
there won't be touchdowns.
No.
Yeah.
Russell.
I'll take the over as well.
Oh, way to go. We all, other than the Mike taking the points, we agreed on everything. Next up is Mike. It's D-Town versus Seattle. Straight pick.
I know it's going to be shocking. Seattle.
I'm going to go out on the limb and pick Seattle here playing at home. Russell?
Make it three of them.
Hmm.
And I just assume Matt will pick Seattle since we all did. He doesn't like to take chances.
Well, at least since I did, he will.
I'm picking Seattle as the one person that has lived in Washington State.
The sad thing is Matt's...
I'm pulling the native card.
Actually, the sad thing is Matt's kids were going to pick D-Town, but he told them they couldn't.
It is because they're just a crappy team. Okay, that's why I said no. I don't want your hands getting all over that crap. Put it down.
Next up is me. It's D-Town getting 8 points over Seattle. I'm going to take D-Town in the points. Russell. I mean, Seattle hasn't been that good this year, have they? No.
I mean, they almost lost San Francisco this weekend.
Yeah,
they did.
Yeah, you know what? I think I'm gonna. I think I'm with you there on that one, Jack. I think it's gonna be a close game.
Coward. Okay.
Yeah, I'm gonna flip it. I'm taking Seattle with the points. I think at some point, you know, we've seen Detroit just come out, be strong in the first half, and then completely just blow it. So
was it last year they got Seattle. Hosed in the playoffs? Was it last or 2 years ago? Against Dallas.
We just got hosed by Dallas just a couple days ago. I mean, I want to believe in Detroit, but I saw nothing from them on Sunday night, you know.
All right.
Okay.
If you saw nothing, that's all I need to hear. Mike, you're going with?
Screw Russ. I'm going for the first place. I'm going Seattle.
Wow.
Russ is going down in the playoffs.
Going for first place. The over-under, and it's Matt going first, is 43 points.
I'm still going to take the over. So,
Michael.
I will go over.
I'm also going to go over.
Over, over, over. Keep those overs over. Russ right, now.
Going over.
Now, you look at these first two games. If you were going to do some parlays in Vegas, you should probably just listen to us and go make $1 million. Bet the house.
Pretty much.
Take Houston straight. Take Oakland. Take Houston getting 3.5 or giving 3.5 and go the over. And then do the same thing with our Seattle picks. And you can literally, if you bet your house, you'll be a millionaire. And then after you become a millionaire, go to patreon.com. and become a patron because we don't make you. Yeah, we don't even have to donate half. We made you a millionaire. All you people out there listening,
we would really appreciate it. The sound quality would go up. We'd get rid of Russ.
We'd build that wall to keep Russ out.
I was just teasing Russ.
And I would purposely, but I would go out of my way to buy poop for Matt's kids so they could paint.
Oh, my gosh.
Next game on Sunday, we have Pittsburgh versus Miami. I forgot whose turn it is. Go first. Is it me?
I think so.
I'm sorry. It's Miami at Pittsburgh, right?
Yeah, it is Miami at Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh.
Okay. Seventh picture, so it should be Matt.
Okay, Matt.
I'm picking, of course, Pittsburgh. They're winning this thing. They're our only hope, you know. I mean,
to beat New England,
grand scheme of things, yeah. I mean, Kansas City can't do it. Come on. Pittsburgh. Straight up.
No Mike. Chaser.
Sadly, it's one and done for Miami. They're once a decade appearance, they're done.
So they look so bad against New England. Every time they got to the red zone, I go, how does New England have the ball again? And always in the red zone. Every time they flipped to the Miami New England game, New England had more points and they were driving again.
I'd also forgotten that New England had lost three in a row in Miami, so they were out for vengeance to finally win in Miami. They were like not messing around.
Yeah, they didn't mess around. It showed. I'm going to go Pittsburgh also, and Russ, I'm assuming you're going Miami. Russ?
Yeah, I'm taking Pittsburgh.
Okay. Next up is Mike. Miami's getting 10 points in a playoff game against Pittsburgh. The weather's probably going to be crappy too.
10
it's
points.
Cold, and that's going to be a cold loss for Miami.
Now, is Tannehill coming back?
Nope.
Okay.
The closest he come back would be like Super Bowl. That's like the soonest he'd come back. So I'm going to go Pittsburgh beating the 10 points.
I'm going to take Miami getting the 10 points. I mean, really, I'm in last place. Both my Super Bowl games picks are out, so it really doesn't matter. But it's 10 points. I got to take Miami.
Right.
Russell?
Yeah, well.
I mean, what do I have to lose?
I'm going to take Pittsburgh to cover the 10.
All right. And Matt?
Yeah, Jack, I know you have nothing to lose, but I'm still fighting. I'm taking Pittsburgh. I don't know. I think it's because Russ picked them.
That could be it. It's my pick. It's the over is 47. I say it definitely goes over.
Russ, over under 47?
Yeah, I'm gonna take the under in that one.
All right. Hey, you guys see my fish? I got more fish now.
Oh, nice.
I don't know if you can see them.
Well, live watch, if you're listening to this podcast and you're like, hey, what do the guys always talk about? Things that happen. There is a link that I do post in the show notes that you can
see. There you go. And there's my fish.
And you can see Jack's fish.
Yeah, so that's a bargain any price. Okay, I'm back.
Russ the Coward took the under. I was also going to take the under, but I say over. You know, when they go low, you go high.
Way to mix it up. Way to mix it up, Matt. And Mike, your team, your Dolphins, the team you dream about at night.
I dream about those guys all night.
Yeah. You dream. you keep saying, I wish I was alive in 71 and 72 or 72 and 73 when they won the Super Bowl. Yes.
I hear that the Dolphins were a winning team like back before I was born.
Yeah. Now, as a Dolphin fan, and they've won two Super Bowls, you're in argument. So, hey, we've won two Super Bowls. Do you make that argument?
I would say they, not we.
Well, because you say they because you didn't play for them or just because you weren't born yet?
That was way before my time.
Yeah, see, I don't like the people. You know my stance on that. People have claimed things that didn't happen when they weren't alive. They're not grandfathered in.
Right.
Nope. So it's just been disappointing for me. I'm like Cubs fan over here. I'm never going to see my team in a Super Bowl in my lifetime.
The Cubs won a Super
Mike,
Bowl.
I mean, Mike, to put it to you, I mean, have you ever wanted to make poo art about this experience that you're having?
Oh, don't tell Matt. Hey. Don't tell Matt that. He'll come over to your house and take your poo art away.
No. It's okay if it's other people. It's just my kids. That's it. Okay. You want to make poo art on your own? That's fine.
I'm sorry, kids. You can't have creative. You can't use your creativity. Not in my house. No,
they don't
sorry.
Sell that at the craft store. they sell, you know, how to make
at the crap store.
Crystal. The crap store. Yeah.
You know, you can pretty much get crap anywhere. Crap is like free. Yeah.
Especially as podcast. Speaking of
so Mike,
crap,
over under?
I'm going to go over.
And the final game of the weekend. New York Giants versus the Green Bay Packers. Russ, you are up first.
I'm going to take Green Bay.
Rodgers is looking good.
Yep.
Matt, Eli's looking fantastic.
Don't try to talk me up. I'm picking Green Bay. This is how they win it. So it starts here.
Now, do the Giants, if they win this game, are they guaranteed to win the Super Bowl?
Yes, they are.
And if they get in the Super Bowl and New England loses to them again, let's say the Giants and Patriots are in the Super Bowl, and Tom Brady loses to Eli Manning for a third time, is Eli Manning the better quarterback? There's your poll question right there. If they go there and he beats him a third time,
it would be like Return of the Jedi, right? The trilogy.
Yeah. So
that's what we want.
What do you think? Is Eli the better quarterback?
I'll tell you this much: if the Giants go into Green Bay, win there, and then go into Dallas and win there, and they can do this because they've done this. This is actually the blueprint of how they've done it before, except it was the reverse. They went into Dallas, beat Dallas, and then went into Green Bay on a cold, bitter night.
Yeah.
And Eli drove down the field and beat the Packers in Lambeau. So this is not beyond reason that the Giants can't go in there. There's no – and that's the thing with Eli. Say what you will about him. The San Diego hating, Peyton Manning, you know, look-alike clone, you know. The thing is that he's kind of weird under weird pressure. He's kind of good under weird pressure.
All I can say is Tom Brady is 0-2 in the Super Bowl against Eli Manning. The Chargers have never lost to Eli Manning. So I would take that over any Super Bowl victory ever.
Okay.
They've never lost to Eli Manning, ever. 3-0 against Eli Manning.
I think that's some weird football.
And twice by Rivers. Equation
to make a painting out of your feces and just.
I might do it because I have a spot right here.
Mm-hmm.
This right here, this wall. There's something needs to go here because I have. That wall's covered, so this wall needs something. So maybe your kids can come over here and do some of their artwork here.
You have grandchildren of your own. Nothing says love like the love of little Zach's poos all over that wall. So there you go.
I forgot your kids can't create. So
I would say touche, but I'd rather say pooche.
Do you give your kids? You make your kids paint by numbers so you can restrict their creativity.
Not at all. They're actually pretty creative on their own. So,
except when I tell them what they can't do,
right?
sidetrack. Took them ice skating today, as I posted on Instagram earlier, and they love going ice skating. My son, though, you know, he still uses one of those like, and from time to time, you know, but he still uses one of those kind of like. Plasticky kind of guide thing.
So does my son, and he's like 31 years old.
Oh, but does your son take off at like ramming speed and not care about anybody else? And he's just
No. My son takes the ice and goes, "Please, don't let me fall." He's Robbie the Robot when he skates.
So what's better, using that Warm Taffy skates?
Actually probably the way Jay skates similar to that, but I always say that Russ, I don't know if you ever heard me I think you've heard me phrase it with Taff. He skates like he has something shoved up his backside. Would you agree with that?
Russ. Yes.
And that was before he broke his back.
Yeah, I would definitely say so.
So now he even skates stiffer. So it's like he's got two up there.
Hey, I took to the ice today, and I'm just really happy. This was the first time that I've skated, didn't fall once the whole time.
I got hit by a puck today and literally chewed the kid out that did it. It's like a 16, 17-year-old kid. I threw the puck back at him and literally was cussing at him. I might tell the story of the married man because it's more effective, because I literally lost it on him. So,
yeah. Well, I was trying to curtail my son most of the time, skating around, because he just – and the rink was really – the rink that I was at was really crowded today. I think it was just that January 2nd, New Year's Day.
Oh, we were packed. We were packed today too. So, it's wet. Wet and rainy here. So
anyway, ice skating. It's fun. It's a body workout.
So, it is a workout.
Yeah. Go home and take
a nap. How long did you skate for?
We skated for an hour. Then the Zamboni came out. And then they're usually just open for 2 hours for the public like that.
Right.
So we skated for an hour, and then after the Zamboni, we skated for about another half hour. And then my son's legs were kind of given out. And I just was like, look, before you get hurt, let's just call it a day. And luckily he was, he was like, yeah, okay. Like he wasn't like, ah, I want to skate more. Cause
how old's your son?
You're there. You're like, oh, six.
Six, okay. That's a tough age. Luckily, he went with you on that one.
Yeah, because they do. It's fun. It's fun to be there. But I was like, hey, he ate really bad. And
do they have an electric Zamboni or a gas Zamboni?
That I don't know. Okay. Does the electric have a cord?
Yeah, it just goes around. They have like a giant extension cord.
Oh no, it's gas then. So.
I'm just kidding.
Oh,
it's like an electric car.
Oh, well, I have no idea.
Okay,
I'll take a picture of it next time.
All right, thanks. I appreciate that.
Anyway, Green Bay, New York.
Giants. Mike, you're going with.
Last few times these teams have played in the playoffs, the Giants have won the last two, and there's no way all these teams are going to, the favorite's going to win. So I'm going to go Giants.
You know, Mike, I agree with you. I'm going with Green Bay. Next up is Matt. Giants are getting 4.5.
Huh. Okay. I'll take the Giants with the points.
Mike.
I'm going to take the Giants with the points.
Since I took Giants to win, I'm going to take Giants with the points.
I'm going to take the Giants and the points, too. I think it's going to be a close game. Russell?
I'm going to take Green Bay for the points.
All right. The over-under, Mike, you're going first, is 44.5 points.
Let's go over.
I'm going to go under. Russell?
I'm going to take over.
And Matt, the last pick of the night.
Oh, this is tough because I think it could be a big scoring game. But I'm going to take the under. So
that's a good pick, Matt. That's a good pick because I picked that.
Except when they both get 25 points, then I'll be texting you.
I'm going with the fact that the weather's bad. Probably going to be bad because it's going to be bad here this weekend. So I'm going with snow flurries and stuff like that.
Yeah. Does your thing say it's supposed to snow this weekend?
On Saturday.
Yeah.
Is it going to snow in Miami, Mike, on Saturday?
I think it might get down to like 78, 77.
Yeah. So, yeah, so you better bundle up.
Yeah.
Yeah, right here, if you look at my phone, Saturday, see the little snowflake? You see that?
That's what mine says. Yeah.
Yep, snowflakes. And since I got to work like 12 hours on Saturday, snow away. Snow away.
Well, I guess that's our show for tonight.
Well, we have a question from a listener, Daisy. She has, have you ever heard of the Kookaburra song?
Kookaburra song?
Yeah, the Kookaburra song?
Not, no.
Who sings it?
Yeah, I know
that's on
that song.
Here. That's on
no,
fence.
It sounds really familiar.
Is it Hart that sings it? Kookaburra. No?
I don't think so.
No? Oh, that's Barracuda. I'm sorry.
Kookaburra.
Kookaburra. Ah, Kookaburra.
Was there something that we should know about this Kookaburra song?
Well, Mike, you're the music guy.
Well, no. So none of us have heard about the song, so.
Well, no, it sounds really familiar.
A kid song you hear in like elementary school.
Oh.
Well, I went to elementary school before they had music, so that's not fair.
I'm thinking of just like the fact that there's a kookaburra like bird, and I'm just thinking about that.
There you go. So. You're on the right track, Matt.
Okay, but it's a kid's song.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm wondering if it deals with poop, like, you know, kids and poop and painting. Is that, am I right or no?
Not at all. Your mind's in the gutter or in the toilet.
Well, that's what I get for hanging out with Jack.
Ask the listener if this is it.
Is this the Kookaburra song? Sounds like it, right? Maybe?
Kookaburra sits in the old gum tree. Merry, merry king of the bush is he. Sing, Kookaburra sing, Kookaburra sing.
I think so.
Yeah, this is the Kookaburra.
Kookaburra sits in the old gum tree.
It's like a song from Australia.
No, Kookaburra, no. Kookaburra, share some there with me.
I think this is a deep cut for Leftovers season 3.
So what do you think? Is that the song? Is the listener still there?
That's the song, but none of us have heard of it.
No, I've never heard of it.
I have not. I've heard of the Kookaburra bird, but not this song.
Russ grew up in Canada, like listen to that every day.
Yeah, I'm not from Australia, so I don't know. All I know is Skippy the Bush Kangaroo.
Yeah, we just had Captain Kangaroo when I was a kid. So,
and Fizzle Mr. Green Jeans. Fizzloff knew that was an Australian bird.
Well, Vizelhoff, this is why you win, you know, the pigskin
football picks. Because you're smarter than everybody else.
Well, if there's nothing else to be said or no other songs to be played, I think
should
that's
that,
a wrap.
Should that be the poll question? Do you know the Kookaburra song?
We finally found our poll for this week.
There you go.
The last second poll. Besides,
and Matt, will you let
keep his job?
Will you let your kids listen to this song?
Yeah, I would. I totally would.
Okay. So. Are you sure? It's singing about singing about freedom.
We should make the poll. We should make a poll question. Which song is most irritating? The song that they played in Walking Dead, that song, or?
Yeah, just try typing that out.
Yeah, it's only 100. You only get 140 characters.
Well, we can also do another poll. Are you happy? Sports talk is ending in three episodes.
I think. I think
because a lot of people in the chat are pretty disappointed from what I've seen. We've
had a lot of comments.
CJ doesn't count because you never know if he's being serious or not.
Tim Judge, Fizzlehoff.
We've also had some other people on Facebook, Mike, since you're not on there.
Well, you know, you three guys can continue doing it.
Sure.
AKA, you too, you, Matt, and Mike.
if we continued it, would you be a guest on it every week?
Anyway, that's our show for tonight. Man.
Great show.
If you want to vote for our Twitter poll, go to Three Stupid Guys. It's spelled out, Three Stupid Guys, and we'll follow you. And you can vote on the poll. And there's still time to make Matt to say Matt's a communist. They still have 2 days, right?
2 days.
Yeah, so if you're listening to this, go on there, and you've heard Matt's argument. His arguments are, hey,
people
my kid,
have spoken.
I'm not a communist. My kids just have to do whatever I tell them to do.
Yeah, they're six. I'm 40. They're my children.
Oh, okay. Well, I didn't realize. I didn't realize they're, you know, you've been like Mike said, you're sitting on your throne for 40 years and you can just do whatever you want.
Have
you ever been wrong in your 40 years?
I'm not answering that. I plead the fifth. Good night, Gracie.
All right, guys. Hasta luego and goodbye.
See you next week.
Good night, guys.
Great show, guys. It's okay.
It's okay. All right. Bye.